So let's talk about some other things. So right now, for both these particular demos that I've been doing kind of a direct push to production style workflow. So inside Visual Studio, I'm right clicking and just hitting publish. Even with my Node app, I'm kind of publishing the source code directly from my local machine into production. I'm still using source control, but it's sort of a direct push model. And you know, one of the things that we often see when people are looking to build cloud apps or even certainly on-premises apps as well, is you rather than deploy directly from the developer machine, you instead want to have more of an automated deployment workflow, often called CI/CD, or continuous integration, continuous delivery. And one of the things that we now make easy with Azure is for you to set up that type of CI/CD workflow within your environment, so that instead of directly pushing code into production, you can instead set up a workflow where you check in code into a code repository. That code repository automatically kicks off a build on a separate server versus the dev machine, so that you can make sure everything is checked in correctly and there's no local dependencies on the developer environment. You can do testing, and then basically you can have a more formal release process or automatically push it into production and repeat that cycle. And once you've set that up, then you have a way that you can now bring in many developers into the project to basically help out, and you can build better quality because you can do automated testing throughout the way and have a really nice integrated workflow. Cool thing is, it's now easy to build these types of workflows using Azure. And what we're going to do is just walk you through how you can do it. So we were deploying previously, just right-clicking and publishing directly from Visual Studio. What we're going to do here now is actually open up a slightly similar project. Instead of saying with Fred, we're just going to say CI/CD in Dublin. And so I've got a project here, I've got my web app, and I've got a set of tests that I'm doing here. And this project, though, is backed by the source control system that's running using the STS. And so I'm going to log in real quick into my Visual Studio Team Services project. So this is a cloud-based set of developer services we provide. We do provide Git as well as TFS-based hosting. And so this particular project you can see here is running in VSTS, as a Git project. So I have a Git repo exposed here. I could point my Node app at this repo as well. So it's not .NET specific, it works with any language. And then what's cool is I have work items, so I can track bugs, work items, Kanban boards, project management, all integrated also as part of this experience. And I can also set up a build server environment where I can, on every check-in, automatically kick off a build for that code. And then I can use a release management process to push the output into either an on-premises environment or into a cloud environment like Azure. So VSTS gives you all this environment and enables you to take advantage of it in a really rich way. You might have seen some press over the last couple days about how we just moved our entire Windows server, our Windows team, which is, I think, the largest software project on the planet by code volume. It's a 300 gigabyte source code repository to VSTS, and we're now using Git and Git-based hosting in the cloud to do all the development for not just Windows, but Office as well as Azure. So this is the system we use ourselves across all our projects inside Microsoft as well. So, I've got this project set up. What I want to be able to do, if let's say I make a change here, we'll always set up a CI/CD and then we'll make a change. So, the question is sort of, once I do this, how can I set it up so that when I check in code, it's also going to go ahead and build it, compile it, and then deploy it into Azure. And so the nice thing we've done is made that much easier to do now. And so what I'm going to do is just create a new web app. So, web again. What do you want to call this app? Or CI/CD version? What was it, sir?
Bingo.
Bingo, okay. Bingo is taken, but see, bingo in Ireland, I bet it's not. Yeah, okay, good. Be interesting if it was. But, so I'm just gonna so you track apps later. So 6 months, I'm wondering, what the heck is bingo? So I'm going to create a new project here, and our new app here. And so this is going to create a new web app, similar to what we did when we created that Node.js instance. But this time, what I'm going to do is instead of pushing code directly into this web app instance, instead I'm going to wire up CI/CD against VSTX. So it will only basically get code after I've checked into VSTX, and then we'll set up an automated CI/CD pipeline into it. And so this project hopefully will finish completing creating in the next 20 seconds. Great. And so I got an empty web app here. And what I'm going to take advantage of is a built-in feature that we now have inside Azure called continuous delivery. And what this lets me do, when I click it, is basically easily wire up all the steps necessary to create a CI/CD workflow versus any against pretty much any source repository. So I hit configure. It lets me choose where I want to have my source code based. One thing that's nice is you can use VSTS directly, or you can use GitHub. So if you use GitHub to store your code, keep using it to store your code. We can still set up a CI/CD pipeline with it. And we do provide the ability where you can use GitHub for your source control and for your work item tracking. And then basically we'll create an automated build and release environment inside VSTS to actually build it and release it. And we have free build and release management capabilities, so you don't have to pay for it. That's an easy way if you want to write more advanced build scripts that you can now do it. In this case here, the code is going to be in VSTS. So I'm just going to select a project, the branch, click OK. You'll notice we provide a couple additional options. So you can pick what framework you're building this in. So if it's ASP.NET or ASP.NET Core or Node.js, we let you choose. We give you the option where if you want to, before you deploy the code, run performance tests against it. You can actually deploy it into a private environment. You can throw like equivalent of 250,000 users against your app and actually guarantee that the performance meets some threshold before you go live. That can all be automated as part of this. And then when you deploy the app, you can deploy it live into production, or you can take advantage of that staging slot feature that I showed earlier. And you can instead automatically deploy to staging and then have some human check it one last time and then click the button to go in live into production. So you can automate that directly, or you can have that one extra manual step before you do it. Click OK. And once you do this, Azure is now talking to VSTS or GitHub if you're using GitHub and wiring up all the steps necessary to build and create a build pipeline that can now automatically, every time I check in code, kick off the build process, run the human tests, and then dump and deploy that application into this web app, into production, once they're successfully completed. And so this takes to 60 seconds to basically wire up and do. So hopefully what we'll see here in just a moment, as it says it's basically built up, we'll then be able to go into the VSTS, actually look at the build pipeline I created. Go. So created it, it's free. So it's now defined. I click build definition. I can deep link directly into VSTS. I can look at and click edit on the build definition. And so this shows me all the build steps that Azure added by default. So by default, it's going to grab my source code, do a new git restore, pull my .NET packages, build it, run the test assemblies, and run the unit tests, and then publish. If I wanted to, I could add additional tasks to do other things as well. So it's basically a pluggable system. You can also plug in your own custom bash as well as PowerShell scripts. And since we just kicked this thing off, you'll notice here it's already pulled my source code and it's basically doing a build in the cloud. I didn't have to have a VM. Nice thing is VSTS provides a full build managed environment for me. It's doing compilation, you can see everything flying by. Just finished the build, probably about to kick off now the tests. And, oh, actually, no, already finished the tests. So it actually, I think it's just finished, period. And so this is now publishing the artifact in Azure. Refresh logs, but we'll see Again, the next minute or so is the app has been deployed, at which point when I go ahead and hit refresh on the application, I'll basically see the app deployed and everything automated. And if I go ahead and while we're waiting for that, just go back into this app here. Now I said my CIC demo in Dublin. I haven't checked that change in. Let's just do that. I'll go ahead and just say updated text. Now do a check-in. My next check-in here, it's pushing the code with Git up into VSTS. VSTS is now going to kick off another build. While we're doing that here, when we hit refresh, you can actually see that first build already finished deploying. So we hit bingo in Ireland. What I should see is my CIC demo with Fred. We just checked in though that new code, which basically says updated within Ireland. So you can see that code is now inside the VSTS. And if I click the build tab, what you should see at this point is another automated build has already kicked off. Yep, there it is. I forgot to update the test, so it failed. So the good news is it was running my tests. I forgot to update the test to check the string, so I need to go ahead and update the test as well, at which point the build will pass and it will complete and deploy successfully. So anyway, simple example there, how to set up a complete CI/CD environment, and again, how you can now build kind of a fully professional workflow for a team environment. You can now manage and deploy anything into production, again, whether it's .NET, Node, Python, Ruby, Go, Java, etc. We've got support for it all.